Morning, everybody.
おはようございます。
Last service of 2019.
2019年最後の礼拝の日ですね。
Wow, has it been a good year for everybody?
皆さんにとってどんな年でしたでしょうか。
Maybe up and down, all around.
いい時もあって悪い時もあってだったでしょうかね。
So I just want to just take a few minutes just. Turn to the person next to you and share something good that happened. Something you want to be thankful to God for that happened this year.
ちょっと周りの人と少し時間を。
And I hope you can think of at least one.
ちょっと今年起きたいいことをシェアしていただきたいと思います。
Okay, so just, yeah, just two, three minutes. Yeah, just turn to the person next to you around me. Okay.
周りの人と。
Okay, let's regroup. We can continue after. But okay, so yeah, 2019. Yeah, good year, bad year, and yeah, everything in between.
2019年皆さんどうだったでしょうかね。
But yeah, I believe that yeah, even through the good and the bad, yeah, God has been with us the whole time.
でもいい時も悪い時も神様が私たちと共にいてくださいました。
And you know, sometimes it's hard for us to imagine that.
それを想像するのはちょっと難しいなと思う時もあるんですが。
But even in those times, he's still here with us.
そういう時でも神様は私たちと共にいてくださる。
Right, as last week we celebrated Christmas and Emmanuel, right? God with us, he celebrated that.
先週。
So even in the good, the bad, God is still in control.
良い時も悪い時も神様がコントロールしてくださってます。
Right, but as we, you know, when we read scripture, we go through life, there are questions, are there not, about God?
ですが、私たちが聖書を読むとき、あるいは日々過ごすときに、神様に疑問を持つときもあると思います。Right?
What kind of questions do you have about God or about Scripture when you're reading Scripture?
神様に疑問をぶつけるとき、あるいは聖書を読んでいて、何か疑問が浮かぶとき、ないでしょうか？どんなときでしょうか？
Have any of you recently or I don't know, some big throbbing questions? Anything?
何か大きな聞きたいこと、疑問ありますか？
Anything? Sharma, anything?
何かあればどうぞ。
No, we all know God so well. We're so tight with God. We don't have any questions. Well, there's a lot, right? There's a lot. We could go from the very abstract, like, what is the Trinity, right? We can go very abstract.
三位一体とはどんなことだろうかとか。
Right, and even last week, Jesus as God coming down. Like, what is that about, right?
先週お話ししたイエス様が、神様が地上に来るってどういうことなんだろうとか。
Or very specifically, you know, I was talking to somebody about the Christmas story, and he asked me, how can a virgin have a baby?
どうしてバージンのメリーがイエス様を産むことができたのかとか。
Right, and then that leads to, of course, the Holy Spirit. Okay, who is the Holy Spirit? Right, what is this Holy Spirit thing?
聖霊とはどんなものなのかとか。
So, yeah, there's a lot of questions that we have.
そういういろんな疑問が私たちにあると思います。
But in 1 Corinthians 15,
第一コリント人への手紙の15章では、
Paul will ask a question. Or he will answer a question.
パウロが疑問へ答えています。Okay,
so let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15. It's sort of 久しぶり we're in Corinthians.
第一コリントの15章のところ、久々に見ていきましょう。
But yeah, if you'll all turn there in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12.
15章の最初の12節のところ。
Yep, and it'll come up on the screen if you don't. Okay, so it says this. I have the NIV, but it says, "But if it is I'll just in English. If it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?" Okay, that's the question Paul is going to answer in 1 Corinthians 15.
ここがパウロが疑問に答えている箇所です。
Right. What is the resurrection?
復活とは何でしょうか?
Right. This will be the driving theme of 1 Corinthians 15. And yeah, he'll be answering this in this whole chapter.
これが第一コリントの15章の問いであり、それにパウロが答えています。
Right, the resurrection. What is that?
復活とは何でしょうか。
Right, last week we celebrated the birth of Jesus.
先週はイエス様の誕生を祝いました。
Right, and that is a time of great celebration.
それは本当に偉大なお祝いですよね。
Right, God actually comes down in flesh.To dwell with us, his people.
神様が人間の姿となって私たちと共に住んでくださったんで、私たちのところに来てくださいました。
Right, that's just mind-blowing. It never happens anywhere else, in any other religion, in any other time. It just happened at one point in time that God comes down
to live with us.一度だけ私たちのこの歴史の中で起こったことです。
And, but that's just part of it, right?
それは、
that's part of the story.
その、話の一部なんです。
Because, right, God coming down, that is, right, that's huge.
神様が地上に来られたというだけでも、すごく大きなことです。
And as we saw last week in John 3:16,That's how God shows His love for us.
そして先週もヨハネの福音書の3章16節のところで見ましたが、それだけでも神様の偉大な愛がわかります。
But that's just part of His love.
ですがそれは神様の愛の一部なんです。
Right? Because the cross, what Jesus comes to do, that's as much important as why he, you know, why he came is as more as important as When he came.
神様、イエス様がなぜ地上に来られたかということは、
it's as important or more important than when he came.
いつイエス様が来られたかということよりも重要です。
Right. Him coming, yeah, that's important. But why did he come?
神様が来られたということはもちろん重要ですが、なぜ来られたんでしょうか。
Because just Jesus coming to here doesn't really solve the problem, right? That he came to fix.
なぜなら、イエス様が地上に来られたということだけで問題が解決するわけではないんです。
Right? And what was the problem?
何が問題なんだった
んでしょうか。What is the problem that we all face every day, this whole world? Why is it such a mess?
私たちが日々直面する問題、どうしてこんなにいっぱいあるんでしょうか。
Right, because of Genesis 3, because of sin.
なぜなら、罪があるからです。
Right, and what is sin?
何が罪なんでしょうか。
Well, in Genesis 3, it's basically man trying to be God.
創世記のところでもありましたけれども、人間が神のようになろうとしたんです。
Rebellion towards God.
神様に反抗したんです。
Right, rejecting God.
神様のことを拒んだんです。
All of that causes this huge problem within us and in the world.
そのことが原因になって私たちの中にありますし、この世界にもその罪があります。
And just by Jesus coming doesn't solve that.
なのでイエス様がただ地上に来られただけでその問題解決するわけではないんです。
And so Paul says, look.Everything is built. Our faith is built on the resurrection.
パウロが言うには、私たちの信仰は復活の上に成り立っています。
Okay, so let's read 1 Corinthians. I'll read from verse 1 through, and we'll go through 34 today.
今日は第一コリントの15章の1節から34節のところを見ていきたいと思います。
Okay, so let me read this and then...We'll continue our message for today.
まず読んでから今日のメッセージを始めたいと思います。
Okay, so it says this. It says, Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance.That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preached and this is what you believed. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he has raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, in fact, the dead are not, but he did not raise him if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom of God, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For he has put everything under his feet. Now, when it says that everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him, who put everything under him so that God may be all in all. Now there is no resurrection. What will those who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized for them? And as for us, why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I die every day. I mean that, brothers, just as surely as I glory over you in Christ Jesus our Lord. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. Let me pray.
祈りましょう。
Yeah, Father God.
天のお父さん。
As we are headed toward the end of 2019, we reflect on who you are and what you've done for us.
2019年の終わりに近づいている時に、あなたに、そしてイエス様がされたことに、思いを馳せたいと思います。
That everything stems from your resurrection.
全てのことが、あなたの復活から来ています。
And this is what Paul wants us to know, and this is what you want us to have faith in.
それはパウロが言いたかったことで、あなたが私たちに信仰を置いてほしいと思っておられることです。
Otherwise, our faith is in vain.
そうでないと私たちの信仰は無駄なものになってしまいます。
And so Father God, speak through us today to find out what it is, why is it so important?
なので今日私たちに、なぜ、そのことが、重要なのか、どうか語ってください。
In Jesus' name we pray.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
Amen. So we started, wow, this year, back in January, starting 1 Corinthians, this letter.
私たちが今年の初めですね、コリント人への手紙第一章を始めました。
And by the grace of God, we are almost at the end.
そして神様の恵みによって、もうほぼ最後のところに来ています。
But in the beginning, you know, if we remember, if we recall way back, he starts off talking about the cross.
もし覚えておられるならば、最初のところですね、パウロは十字架の話で始めました。
Right, the message of the cross. Why it's so important?
十字架のメッセージなんですけども、なぜそのことがそれほど重要なんでしょう。
Right, and he mentioned that it's so important that come on guys, stop having what? Stop having divisions, right? Stop having factions amongst yourselves.
パウロは十字架でのメッセージがとても重要 なので、教会の中で分裂する分断することをやめなさいというふうに言っていました。
Right? It's because of the cross, because Christ died for us.
イエス様が十字架で私たちのために死なれたんです。
And that's how Paul began this letter 15 chapters ago, 12 months ago.
1年前にやったところですが、パウロは、その話で、コリント人への手紙を始めました。
Because for Paul and for us too, the cross is central to our faith.
パウロにとっても私たちにとっても、十字架というのは私たちの信仰の中心にあるものです。
Right, all the gospels attest to the fact that Christ came, but he was headed somewhere. That Christ came to this earth, that Jesus came, he was born.But there's always a purpose for him.
イエス様がこの地上に来られたんですが、いつも目的を持って進んでおられました。
Right, we talked about the wedding in Cana last month.
先月ですね、カナンの結婚式、結婚について話しました。
But if you read John, and then again and again in the beginning first half, Jesus says, "It's not my time yet. My hour has not yet come."
ヨハネの福音書を読んだ時にもありましたが、イエス様は、まだその時が来ていないということを言っておられました。
Right, and the time is the cross.
そしてその時というのは、十字架なんです。
But here at the end of this letter, this very long letter that we've been going through, Paul now talks about a new topic.
そして、コリントのこの最後の箇所で、パウロは新しいテーマ、新しい、話題を出してきています。
And he will spend one whole chapter talking about it.
そして、この一章を丸々使ってその話をしています。
And it's the most dense portion in all of scripture that talks about resurrection.
これが、復活のことを話している一番、深い箇所です。
Because for Paul, everything leads to resurrection.
パウロにとっては、全てのことが、復活につながっていました。
This is the foundation of our faith.
これが私たちの信仰の元になるものなんです。
Because as Paul was talking about in chapter 15, this is why we can live free from sin.
パウロがこの15章で、話をしていることがあるから、私たちは、罪から逃れることができるんだと。
Right? If Christ just merely came and he died a regular human life, we will still be in our sins.
イエス様がもし地上に来られて、そこで、過ごしておられたのであれば、それだけであれば、私たちはまだ、罪の中にいることになります。
Right? We still might see God's love through that, but we still will be in our sin.
私たちは神様の愛は見るかもしれないんですけど、まだ罪と共にいることになります。
It is only through resurrection that now freedom from sin is possible.
復活があってこそ私たちは罪から自由になることができます。
And this is what Paul says is the foundation of our faith.
それがパウロの言う信仰のもとなんです。
Right, and in verse 3 to 8,
3節から8節ですが、
right, this is like the main part of what Paul has been trying to say through all of 1 Corinthians.
ここが、パウロが言おうとしている一番中心的なところです。
Right, this is why it's possible that life without division, life like living, loving each other, this is why it's possible right here.
分断なく、周りの人を愛しながら生きるということが、可能になるために、この箇所が重要になるんです。
Right, Paul talked about sexual immorality. This is why it's possible to live a pure life.
性的不貧困の話もありましたけども、このことによって、私たちは、
to live a pure life, a sexually pure life.
性的にピュアな状態で生きることができます。
This is why we can live free from idols. This is why we can turn away from our past idols to live for God alone.
偶像礼拝をしないで神様を賛美して生きることができます。
So let's read verses 3 to 8.
3節から8節のところを見ていきましょう。
Once more, and it says, and look at the subject, okay? Who is the subject in all of these sentences, these phrases, okay?
3節から8節のところ、誰が、主語になっているでしょうか。
Okay, so let me read this. I'll just read this in English. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, and from here, okay? That who Christ has died for our sins according to scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to scriptures, and that he, Christ,appeared to Peter and then to the 12. And after that, he, Christ, appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he, Christ, appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And last of all, he, Christ, Jesus, appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. It's all about Jesus.
これすべてイエス様のことです。
Right? Lest we forget that it's on our strength that we have done anything. No, it's all about what Jesus has already done for us.
私たちが自分たちの力ですべて成し遂げたのではなくて、すべてイエス様がおられたからなんです。
Right? And that's why in the next paragraph he says, look, it's all by grace.
なので、イエス様の恵みによって神様の恵みによってという箇所があります。
Right, because he says, look, he came to me, but hey, look, I was persecuting the church. I should be the last person, if anyone, that Jesus comes to preach about the gospel.
パウロは言っています。自分は神様の教会を迫害していたので、人の中で最も小さいものであると、その神様の福音を伝えるには一番最後になる人であろうと言っています。
Right? Do we feel sometimes inadequate to preach Jesus?
私たちはどうでしょうか。イエス様の福音を伝えるときにそういうふうに思うでしょうか。
Right? Who are we to be the light in our workplace, in our families? Right? Why am I chosen to be the light?
なぜ私たちが職場だったり家族の間で光となるように選ばれたんでしょうか。
Right, who am I?
私たちは何者でしょうか。
Right, as in the words of Moses, Isaiah, all the great people in the Bible, everyone is like, why me, God?
モーゼやイザヤもいましたけども、なぜ私たちなんでしょうか。
But God says, no, I chose you not because you're perfect.
ですが神様は言われます、私たちが完璧だから選んではなくて私たちを選ばれましたと。
Right? But it's just by grace.
それは神様の恵みによって選ばれたんです。
Right? We haven't done anything to deserve this.
私たちが神様に選ばれるに値する何かをしたのではなくてです。
Right? That God, the creator of the universe, would love us so much.
この全宇宙を作られたその神様が私たちのことを愛してくださってるんです。
Right? How many times, you know, in our lives, even this year, this last month, this last week, have we, like, you know, kicked at God, be angry at God?
先週あるいはまあ今年今月、私たちは、神様に対して怒りを感じたことないでしょうか。
Right? Sometimes he drives me crazy. I don't know why he does these things to me.
時々神様がされることで私たちは本当にイライラしてしまうこともあります。
Right, but it's in those struggles, those bad times that we sometimes get, where we sometimes are actually closest to God.
ですが、そういう時、私たちが苦しい時こそ神様に一番近づける時でもあります。
Right, and when our faith, when our relationship with God actually grows deeper.
私たちと神様の関係がより深くなる時なんです。
Right? It's funny that, you know, if we just kind of live a normal, we want a normal life, right? How many of us just want a regular, just normal life?
私たちはみんな、
means,
すごく平穏な日常を生きたいと思っているんです。
Right? I just want everything to just go back to normal. I just, you know, nothing. I don't want like this this interruption. I just want to live a normal life, God.
何もこう邪魔されずに、本当にこう平穏な日を過ごしたい、そういう日常を過ごしたいって思います。
But you know, I don't know if I lived one normal life in all of December. You know, it's just one thing after another.
ですが本当に12月いろんなことが起きて、全然こう日常と呼べなかったかもしれません。
But it's funny that it's in those times when we do things, when we're like active doing stuff for God.That he actually grows our relationship with him.
ですが私たちがそうやって神様に積極的に何か働きかけていくとき、何かしていくときに神様は私たちとの関係を深めてくださいます。
And he says, you know, even though you may think that like your life is like you know junk and your workplace you don't like anybody and you don't know if you're effective for the gospel, he says, no, you are. I chose you and it's all by grace and I love you.
神様はこう言われています。私たちの今人生だったり職場での生活がめちゃくちゃであっても、私たちを恵みによって選んでくださって、そして愛してくださるんです。
And this is where our faith comes from. It comes from the fact that Christ has died and rose again.
私たちの信仰はイエス様が来てくださって十字架の上で死なれて、そして復活されたというところから始まります。
Right, so that now we don't have to keep living in the past. We don't have to hold on to all that stuff, that negative stuff in our past.
なので私たちは過去にずっとしがみついていたり、とらわれる必要はありません。
Right, sometimes we're so afraid of life. Maybe sometimes we're so afraid of ourselves. Like what?That we, it's so hard to step out.
時に私たちは自分たちの人生に対して、そして自分たち自身についてもこう一歩踏み出すということにすごく恐れることがあります。
Right? Sometimes our greatest fear is fear itself, right? That whole cliche.
時々、一番大きな恐怖というのは、その恐れそのものでもあります。
But remember, as we head into 2020, there is a new year.And God wants you to be free from all of this negative stuff that happened to you in 2019.
ですが、2019年に神様がされたいことは、私たちが、2020年に神様がされたいことは、私たちが2019年に持っていたすべてのネガティブなことから解放されたいということです。
So don't drag all the stuff into the new year.
なので、そういうネガティブなものを新しい年新年に持ち越さないでください。
Okay, reflect on it. This is a good time to reflect on what happened.
そのことに、リフレクトする、思い巡らす、mm-hmm. ということをしてください。
You know, and I'm sure you know we can reflect on good things, but reflect on the bad things too, even though it may be hard. Take the time.Spend the time on the bad things too.
良いことにも思いを巡らしてほしいんですが、悪いことについても考えてみてください。
Because it is through those mistakes that we've gone through, those frustrations, those angry times, that God actually heals us and wants us to learn new things.
そういう悪いこと、怒りだったり、葛藤だったり、そういうネガティブなことからも神様は私たちを癒してくださるからです。
Because right, the thing with resurrection is that it says that Jesus is the first fruits.
復活においてはイエス様が初穂なんです。
Right, so what is that?
それはどういうことでしょうか?
Right, because we're not like agricultural society anymore.
私たちは農耕社会を生きているわけではないんですね。
Right, we don't likeWhen we're cooking, we don't like go to our garden and like pick like fresh vegetables and stuff. Maybe some, I don't think anybody does in this room. Yeah, you know, we don't do that.
私たちは料理をしている時に畑に行って野菜を取ってくるということはしませんね。
Right, we don't have that concept of first fruits.
なので、その初穂というコンセプトは持っていないと思います。
Right, the most we do, maybe for at most I do,is take care of my potted plant, this poinsettia that I got for Christmas. Now that's the most the closest I get to farming.
その何かこう育てるということで一番近いこととしては、まあ、私がまあクリスマスに、ゲットしたそのポインセチアを育てるそういうことぐらいでしょうか。
But in agricultural society, right? When you farm, right? There's a certain crop that comes up each season.
ですがその農耕社会の時は私たちが何かあの畑に植えたりすると。その時期が来たらそれを刈り取ります。
And it's very interesting how in Japan there actually is a very close connection to the earth to the food, the seasonal food.
ですが日本ではその四季の食べ物にとても近いような生活をしています。
Mm. Right? In America, right? Some of us have lived there, so you know, we don't really care.About like what you know, it's winter. Oh, I have to eat this certain food, right? And we don't. I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
We just eat like
hamburgers. I don't know. We just eat like same stuff every day.
この時期だからこれを食べようとかいうそういう文化ではないんですね。
Right, but in Japan, kananazu, right? Always, every season, you know what you have to buy and what you have to eat.And everybody eats it, right?
日本では、ある時期が来たら、これを食べよう、これを買おうというものがあります。
Right? For example, winter. Now we're in winter. What does everybody eat in winter?
冬になると日本人は何を食べようとするでしょう。
What is the seasonal food? かぼちゃ、パンプキン。What? カニ、クラブ。Yeah, strawberries, I think. Yeah. Or...It's not necessarily a food, but 鍋, right? It's 鍋 season, right?
鍋の季節ですね、はい。
Right? There's always, right? It's spring, right? After that, spring comes. What's a spring food?
春は何を食べるでしょうか?
We can't look that far. We're so, like, stuck in winter. It's like, what? Spring?
まだ冬なので、なかなかイメージ
しにくい。Summer. What's summer food?
夏はどうでしょうか?
スイカ、watermelon, corn. Yeah, my kids love corn.And then autumn.
秋はどうでしょう?
We just finished. What was a good? Kuri. Yeah, chestnuts. Yeah, my wife loves persimmon.
Kaki.
Yeah, you know. And now, yeah, the other kaki is famous now. The oysters, right?
Yeah.
Anybody love oysters? I love kaki fry. Oh, we don't have kaki fry in America.Fried oysters. I love. Who loves kaki fry? Oh yeah. I just. Oh, it's so good. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. Japanese culture is so tied to seasonal food. It's great.
日本の文化はこのようにすごくその季節によってこう食べ物にあのすごくあの季節の食べ物というのを感じる文化です。
And somehow the first harvest is supposedly the best.
そして、初めての収穫というのが一番いい時期なんですが、
yeah. It's the tastiest or I don't know. Yeah, supposedly the best.
一番、取ったものが美味しい時期なんですが、
And what the Israelites, they're, you know, they lived on the land. They're very agricultural. And so what they did was the first harvest, they would give to God.
イスラエルの文化でも、イスラエルの文化では初めて収穫したものを神様に備えていました。
And one thing, one reason why they would do that is that, you know, they would give that as a thanks offering, thanksgiving offering to God.
なぜそうするかというと、初めて取ったものを神様への感謝として表していました。
But also by burning that, they were relying on God that yes, throughout these next months,You will provide for me the same thing for the whole season for my life.
そして、神様に捧げることによって、神様が、その、それ以降も、自分に必要なものを与えてくれるようにと、そういう願いも込めていました。
Right, it's trusting in Jesus that He will be the provider in my life.
イエス様に信仰を置いてイエス様がすべて備えてくださることを信じるということです。
And Jesus now through the resurrection now takes on a different symbol, puts the first fruits in a different context.
イエス様は復活されたことで、別の意味での初穂となりました。
He says, I am the first fruits.
イエス様は、自分が初穂だと言われています。
Right, now, what would that mean?
それはどういうことでしょうか。
Right, why would Jesus himself be the first fruits?
イエス様自身が、なぜ初穂なんでしょうか。
It means that as Jesus was resurrectedSo will one day we too will be resurrected.
イエス様が復活されたように、私たちも、いつの日か復活するからです。
But even now, we can enjoy this resurrection life that Jesus has for us in the future.
ですが、私たちは今でもそのイエス様の復活の時を生きることができます。
Right, this time kind of takes like a future, present, and God kind of combines that.
神様が、この、まあ、将来の、時期と今の時期をこうひっつけてくださったような感じですが。
So that every day, through faith in Jesus, we can live a new life.
毎日私たちはイエス様に信仰を置くことで新しい日を生きることができます。
By the power of resurrection, we don't have to live in our past mistakes.
復活の力で私たちは過去の失敗に生きなくていいんです。
By the power of resurrection, God frees us to live apart from our past failures.
イエス様の復活の力で過去の失敗から自由になれるんです。
Will we still make mistakes?
私たちはまだ失敗をするでしょうか。
Sure.
もちろんしますよね。
Right? 2020, you know, I'm not the first to, you know, promise anybody that you will not make any mistakes next year. You know, that's not what, you know, we're talking about.
私たちが2020年何も失敗しないということを話しているわけではありません。
But the thing that resurrection does promise is that you can be free from all this guilt, from all the shame that you have been harboring in the past.
ですが、この復活があるからこそ私たちは、全てのこう罪悪感とか恥から自由になることはできます。Right. 過去に起きたそういうことから自由になることはできます。
Right. All this, like,Habits, bad habits that we have of whatever you have, each of us, like anger problems or just, yeah, different daily life, just being self-centered, being like, you know, God can, Jesus can free us with the power of resurrection.
私たちが日々持っている、まあ、怒りの問題だったり、自己中心の課題だったり、そういうところから神様が、私たちを自由にさせてくれます。
Right. Who is worried about the next year? What would happen next year?
来年何が起きるか、不安がある人、
right.
いますか？
Yeah, right. Maybe some of us don't even can't even think that far. It's like, hey, I'm still, no, there's still, you know, a couple of days left in this year.But you know, you can be free from all the worries and all the problems that awaits you.
ですが、私たちはそういう心配事、不安からも自由になることができます。
Right? In Matthew it says, you know, why are you worrying? Right? If I can take care of the birds, why are you worrying about tomorrow?
また、マタイの福音書にはありますけども、なぜ明日のことを心配するのか。
Right? These birds, they have enough to eat and You're more, how much more important are you?
空の鳥も、食べるものが十分にある、備えてもらっているのにどうして私たちが、それほど、心配しないといけないのか。
Right. Live that life free from all of those anxieties and pains. Be free to live the way God meant for you to live.
そういう不安や、すべてのネガティブなことからフリー、自由になって神様が、望まれたような、生活、人生を送ってください。
I pray that for all of us in 2020.
そのことを、ここにいるすべての人が、そのように生きられるように2020年にそういうふうに生きられるように祈りたいと思います。
Right. Resurrection promises new life.
復活は、新しい命、新しい人生を意味しています。
A new start.
新しいスタートです。
A new creation.
新しい創造です。
Right? When we look in the mirror, do we like who we are?
私たちが鏡を見るときに、自分たち自身のことを好きでしょうか。
I hope so.
そうであったらいいなと思いますが。
But if there are things that you don't like about yourself.
ですが、何か自分自身のことで好きじゃない部分があるなら。
Right. This is a time to be free from that.
そのことから自由になれる時です。
Right. To embrace resurrection and to change, make a new start.
復活があるからこそ、変われる、新しいスタートを切れます。
Right, and this is not like self-help, right? We're not just like, okay, I'm going to try harder, I'm going to try harder. Okay, it's different.
それは、自分たちがもっと頑張らないといけないという自己啓発みたいなこととは違っています。
Because, right, that's what we all basically want, right? We want to be somebody new, but we don't know how to do it.
私たちはみんな、新しいものになりたいんですが、どのようにしたらいいかわからないんですね。
Right? It's not like let the force be with you, right? It's not like okay, I have to like try harder, right? It's not like looking into yourself, right? No, 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 no.
自分たちの中を自分自身の中を見て、もっと頑張らないといけないというものではないんです。
Right? We look to God. We look to Jesus Christ, who is the subject of our very world of our lives.
私たちの人生の中心におられる神様、イエス様を見るんです。
Right, we look to Him who has already done everything.
すべてのことを成し遂げてくださった神様、イエス様を見るんです。
And all we do is just surrender.
そして私たちができることとしては、委ねるだけです。
Right, just be like, okay, God, here I am. You know, the good, the bad, everything.
ここに、自分がいます、良い部分も悪い部分も持っています、
right? and just take me, God.
どうか私を、あなたのところに連れて行ってください、
okay. Use me the way you want to.
あなたの望むように私を使ってください、
right? Submit to God every day.
毎日、あなたに委ねます。
And as we do, we get closer to Jesus.
そうすることで、私たちはイエス様に近づくことができます。
Right? That's what it means to die to ourselves.
それが、自分たち自身に死ぬということです。
Right? To let go and submit to God.
自分たち自身を手放して、神様に明け渡します。
Right? That's what it means to obey God. To be like, okay, yeah, I'm here for you, whatever you want.
それが、神様に従うということです。ここに私がいます、あなたの望むように使ってくださいと。
So as the last message moving on to next year, may this be a turning point. May this be a nice hinge for what God awaits for you in the next year. May be a good corner, a turning point in your lives for all of us.
この、まあ、今年最後のメッセージのように、私たちの、新しい、年に、向けても
A good turning point.
Turning point.
新しいページに
私たちの人生においても新しいページに向かうことになることを願います。
Alright, let me pray.
祈りましょう。
Father God,
天のお父さん、
we just thank you for the resurrection.
復活をありがとうございます。
We thank you for your birth.
あなたの誕生も感謝します。
Your cross.
十字架もありがとうございます。
But most of all, that you were raised on the third day.
ですが、あなたが、3日目に復活されたことを感謝します。
This is just unfathomable. We cannot imagine what happened.
このことは、本当に理解しがたい。何が起きたか私たちには、本当に理解することが難しいことです。
But may we embrace this as fact, as something that actually happened.
ですが、この事実を私たちが、受け止めます。
We step out in faith to accept that, to believe that.
信仰を持って、一歩出て、この事実を信じます。
That our faith is based on that truth.
そして私たちの信仰は、この真実に基づいています。
And as we lay our foundation of our faith on your resurrection, Jesus, may we start to live a new life.
そして私たちが、信仰、あなたの復活 のところに置くことで新しい人生をまたスタートすることができますように。
As we surrender everything to you.
全てあなたに委ねます。
You know our worries anyway.
私たちの不安や心配事あなたはご存知です。
You know our weaknesses, our bad points anyway.
私たちに弱い部分、悪い部分もご存知です。
So we give all of that to you, Jesus.
全てあなたに明け渡します。
And we look forward to a new start, a new day, a new tomorrow.
新しい明日、新しい日を、新しいスタートを待ちます。
With your resurrection power, Jesus.
イエス様の復活の力とともにです。
In Jesus' name we pray.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
Amen. Amen.